I've got Harry Burkhardt, and he's Te Runanga o Ngāti Kuri is going. Maybe you can enlighten us with a few stories on what's happening up there.
So in terms of activities around the Ngāti Kuri Trust Board, we're busy with our economic journey. We have got lots going on like every other iwi has. We have been, as part of our uri, engaged with a number of tangi over the last couple of months, so that keeps you well grounded and engaged. We have been last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we were with iwi chairs in the Waikato, meeting and talking about our shared interests. And we are working across a whole lot of fields, both social and economic, to improve the outcomes of our people.
That's
no different to what a lot of other iwi are doing as well. So we're all on the same waka.
Oh, right. Harry, I did know that you've got some fences getting built along there in Ngāti Kuri itself. Just recently, I've just done a trip up there, up to the Cape. I'd been many a time over, but I had visitors, so I went up again, and it was... Yes, it obviously the fencing is going to go down with Ngāti Kuri to be built, but and of course one of the questions that I was going to ask you, I find around the Ngāti Kuri lands, you know, the overall area of Ngāti Kuri, a lot of manuka, and perhaps a lot of probably heaps of bees around the area. And of course the Murray family up there is one of the main stakeholders in the bee line of their work. And is there any other development in Ngāti Kuri itself besides
you're talking about the honey industry?
Yes, the honey industry is in full force there now. But I'm saying, have you got any other ideas of improvements in the lands up in Ngāti Kuri or anything going besides that?
Yes. So we, on Waimarama Orchard, which is where we've got our avocado farm, is we're about to put in 2 hectares of blueberries in tunnel houses, so it's an intensive growing environment, but particularly around a variety of blueberries that meet customers' expectations. So we're just testing that opportunity, and we've partnered up with Jason Witihira from Ngāpui. To see what that looks like in reality, you know, commercial realities and the horticultural realities of that, and our aspiration is to scale that. So that's one area we're working in. Second area we're working in that honey sector, understanding our whānau have business interests in it. It's not only Blanche, you know, there's Walter Norman and others, and Rob and that, who have got powerful little whānau businesses, but that we don't fully understand is what's the implication of the new standards with MPI. We're starting to have a sector that's got a high compliance process, and we also want to understand how we can extract value out of it, because the bit that we don't want to be is not seeing the customer. We always want to know what the customer looks like and what the customer's thinking. And that's where Lance and Rob and Walton are working really hard. So we totally encourage that. Ngāti Kuri has a bee business of its own, and we're working with others around how we scale that.
Oh, well, okay. So I just thought I'll just ring and find out if you had any other. Obviously, you're covering quite a few areas at this stage. I'm surprised with the blueberries. And have you got the avocados going too?
Oh, yeah, we're planting as many avocados as we can get into the ground, because what the far north is becoming is a regional avocado hub.
Mm.
And as you get more activity around that sector in the far north, we start to get economies of scale. And we also have to deal with the reality of that future workforce, which we need to be thinking really hard about, both attracting people back to come and work back in the Rohe, and also, like every business, we need quality workforce. So we need to be investing in that space.
Anything else you want to close for our little kōrero this morning, Harry?
Yeah. When you look at what's happening up in the far north, there is lots going on. So there's a sense, in my view, that we're exercising our mana motuhake. We're getting on and doing those things that are important to us with our tools and our thinking, our worldview. So I think it's a very powerful place to be in.
Yes, I can see how Ngāti Kuri and with you at the helm doing things, and it's been wonderful for Ngāti Kuri Iwi, and of course it's developing quite well. So Harry, thank you for talking to me this morning, and no doubt I'll catch up with you in another time and see how you're going.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Ai, kia ora, kia koe.